This is Speaker Linda Pauling. It's July 25th, 2005, and here's Jesus. Nazarene, some members of the GOP are hoping Condoleezza Rice will run for president in the next election. What are your comments on this?
Never, Alora. Rice has become a creature of darkness. She has poisoned the president and his wife and is leading the effort to destroy Israel. I would never, under any circumstances, allow her to become the president of the United States. I would beat her back with every bit of power I have. This is a woman that is betraying mankind, that is selling out mankind for her own greed and her own lust, and I will not permit it. God the Father has chosen the Republican candidate that he wants in the next presidential election, Laura Bush, and he has given her the power to defeat the Democrats if she will take it. But she will not take it because she does not want to stand up to her friends and relations that support sodomy. It is a terrible, terrible thing that people are throwing away their souls. But Rice will never be president of the United States because she is betraying the people of Israel and supporting Sharon's Gestapo.
Uh-oh, God's mad again. Give it to him, Nazarene.
I am not God, Alora. I am his son, but I guarantee you he's just as mad as I am, just as mad.
We'll be back after the break. We're back. Nazarene, in a book I'm reviewing in the next issue of Voices from Spirit magazine, it states the ideas of original sin and Satan do not exist. We cannot betray God, for we are God, but we can forget this, and that's a sin and enough punishment. What do you have to say about this?
I most certainly hope you are not giving this book a good review, Alora. Part of what they say is true. Yes, there is no original sin. This was something made up by the priesthood so that they could dominate people. Each soul is bond pure. Each lifetime is an opportunity to become closer with God and to fulfill God's desires. No one is bound in sin. That is not God's teachings. That is the teachings of man. But we can betray God. We are not God. Mankind is not God. They can betray God by not fulfilling God's wishes and not obeying God's command and destroying their souls forever. This book is nonsense. This book doesn't know what it's talking about. Whoever wrote it is probably either a creature of darkness themselves or controlled by a creature of darkness because they are teaching blasphemy.
Don't worry, Nazarene. I wasn't planning on giving it a good review. It was supposed to be about mysticism, but it was too choppy and too hard for me to understand.
Good, Alora. If people want to know about mysticism, they need to go to your website, not read this trash.
We'll be back tomorrow. This is Speaker Linda Pauling. It's July 26, 2005, and here's Jesus. Nazarene, as you know, one of our all-time favorite actors, Star Trek's James Doohan, who played Scotty on the original series, went to the afterlife on July 20th. How is he doing? Did he make it there okay? I'm sure a lot of people would like to know.
James arrived quite safely, Alora, and is doing very well. However, he is a little bit overwhelmed by his popularity in the afterlife and has backed off a little bit and is asking people to give him some time to adjust before he gets into everything, and that is quite understandable. It is a little overwhelming sometimes to find out what the afterlife is really like and how things are going on over there. I mean, the Star Trek phenomena is just as big in the kingdom of God as it is anywhere else, and everybody just loves it, and anybody that had anything to do with it whatsoever is just enjoyed so much and treasured, and they want them to take part in everything that is going on, and it is a little difficult for them at first to adjust, but once they get into it, they love it just as much as everybody else, as the good doctor has done before the engineer.
That's great news, Nazarene. Though he's no longer in the material world, looks like Star Trek will keep on going forever.
Keep on trekking, Alora. Keep on a trekking.
We'll be back after the break. We're back. Nazarene, you said in yesterday's segment too that every soul was born innocent, but the Bible says the sins of the fathers may be visited on the third and even fourth generation. How can this be if each soul is born innocent?
The Bible most definitely does say this, Alora, and for a very good reason. Because very often the false teachings that causes one generation to be destroyed goes on for three or four generations, and those new generations are corrupted by those false teachings and destroyed by them just as their fathers were. The people are born innocent, but the corrupt teachings of their fathers destroy them. It is God's way to warn people what will happen if they do evil, and this is the price of evil. Their false teachings destroy their children just as they destroy them. This is what God is trying to tell people with this verse in the Bible. Do not do evil, because if you do evil, it's going to be passed on to your children, and they are going to do evil, and they will be destroyed forever just as you will. The Bible is wise, Linda. It is very, very wise.
Oops! Nazarene, you called me by my earthly name in that one. Should we keep it or do it over?
Just leave it, Alora. It does not matter. No matter what name you are called by, you are still God's servant, and that's all that matters.
We'll be back tomorrow. This is Speaker Linda Pauley. It's July 27, 2005. And here's Jesus. Nazarene, last week a federal court ordered the Unabomber's journals and other materials seized from his Montana cabin in 1996 sold, and the proceeds go to help out his victims, the money becoming part of their restitution payments. The government claimed the Unabomber would profit from his crimes if these items were sold, that he would become famous from this. What do you think should be done in this matter?
I don't believe it, Alora. A reasonable judge, one that is showing some common sense, I absolutely agree with his decision. This foul creature should not be able to profit from his crimes. These things should be sold, and the profits should go to help those that he hurt. This is very, very good, Alora. Once in a while, a judge does make a reasonable decision in these things. I cannot understand how anyone is allowed to write a book about his crimes and sell it and make a profit on it. Look what Clinton did. I mean, it was absolutely disgusting, and the people allowed it. This man committed a criminal offense, then wrote and bragged how he got away with it, and made money on it. It is sick, Alora. It is sick, sick, sick. And people should stop this. They should do everything in their power to keep evil people from profiting from their evil.
I guess they gotta do something right once in a while, Nazarene.
I wish they'd do things right a little bit more often, Alora, but we are making progress. We are making a little progress.
We'll be back after the break. We're back. Nazarene, we have been reporting the tragic circumstances of God the Father leaving the holiest of all and abandoning mankind. This is a tragic situation. Has anything like this ever happened before? Is there any hope of turning this situation around? I am sure many people are desperate.
As a matter of fact, Alora, yes, this has happened before. When the nation of Israel split itself apart because of greed and lust and followed after unrighteous kings. For a time, God left the holiest of all and abandoned mankind, and great misfortune fell upon the people of Israel, and the nation was destroyed. But then in captivity, the people of Israel returned to God and slowly built up their love for him again and their respect for him and began to worship him again. And God returned to the holiest of all and began to dwell with them again. But only after much suffering did God return to the holiest of all. We hope we do not have this situation this time, because if that happens like that again, mankind will be destroyed forever. But this has happened before, and God has been brought back to the holiest of all. We pray that we can do it again.
I know John Lennon brought you back. I hope he can bring God back.
You're not the only one, Alora. Everybody in the afterlife is praying that he can succeed. Not just those in the kingdom of God, but everybody, because this is everyone's crisis.
We'll be back tomorrow. This is Speaker Linda Pauling. It's July 28, 2005, and here's Jesus. Nazarene, a Catholic bishop in New England, has fired one of the last six Catholic reverends who publicly opposed gay marriage in that area, saying the reason is he took an unlawful sabbatical. The bishop supports siding with those who are promoting homosexuality and has already replaced the reverend he fired with someone who does. Less than half the congregation of that church showed up that Sunday protesting the replacement. Will the kingdom of God take some action against this and help the people there, since they have chosen to stand against the sodomizing of their children?
You better believe it, Alora. The kingdom of God is putting everything it's got into this battle. It will expose this evil bishop. It will find some way of getting rid of him sooner or later. These people are corrupt. The corruptness of their soul is unbelievable. People think they are getting away with things, but they are not. The kingdom of God is watching. The kingdom of God knows what they are doing, and the kingdom of God is just waiting for an opportunity to strike. And when the kingdom of God gets an opportunity to strike, it will strike. These people will be destroyed. It may take time, but sooner or later the evil that they are engaged in will be brought to the public, and the shame that they are will be known to the public. Those that support the sodomizing of our children will be destroyed. There is no question of it. It is just a matter of the kingdom of God finding the opportunity, and the kingdom of God has eternity.
Hopefully, Nazarene, it won't take eternity for these evil men to get their just deserts.
With the angel of destruction on the job, Alora, it shouldn't take that long. It shouldn't take that long at all. He's very, very efficient.
We'll be back after the break. We're back. Nazarene, it looks like President Bush has chosen who he wants to be Justice of the Supreme Court. Judge John Roberts. The Democrats are complaining because he's the one who went to Florida during the 2000 presidential election to advise President Bush's brother. They say because of this, he shouldn't even be considered for the job. Sandra Day O'Connor says he's good in every way except he's not a woman. Do you think President Bush has made a good choice?
I think, Alora, President Bush has made the best choice available under the circumstances. Of course, as with any judge, we have some problems with this one, but we will work on them at a later time. What right do the Democrats have to complain about something perfectly legal? This should not in any way make this person's nomination questionable. He did nothing wrong. Everything he did was exactly legal. The Democrats seem to have a problem with somebody doing something legal, but they have no problem whatsoever with their people doing illegal things, and they get upset when they're exposed and charged for them. This really has to come to an end, Alora. The Democrats have a serious, serious problem with people doing what is right, especially when it's against them. This man had every right to go to Florida and advise President Bush's brother and to get President Bush the election that he was entitled to. And if the Democrats don't like that, that's too bad.
I agree, Nasri, and the things that they're doing seem to be getting worse and worse.
That's a Democratic way, Alora. If you can't win honestly, cheat, cheat, cheat. That's their way.
We'll be back tomorrow. This is Speaker Linda Pauley. It's July 29, 2005, and here's Jesus. Nazarene, in our July 27th episode, Segment 2, we mentioned John Lennon is now helping to resolve the current crisis in the Kingdom of God, where God has left the holiest of all. What is John doing to help bring him back?
John is doing what John does best, Alora, writing his music and singing it, going from place to place, doing show after show, singing to the people and raising the energy that we're sending into the material world to try to change people's consciousness and bring them back to God and to end this sodomizing of our children and the destruction of Israel. It is a constant task, Alora. We would rather have him continue the battle in Iraq against the creatures of darkness there, but we have to have God the Father back. We have to raise the people's consciousness. We have to reach their souls and make them understand that they have to give up this evil and return to God and stop sodomizing their sons and daughters and saying that it is all right for their sons and daughters to do this evil, that God will permit it, because God will not permit it, and they have driven God from the holiest of all, and everyone is profoundly disturbed. It must stop, Alora. The sodomizing of our children must stop.
That's absolutely right, Nasri. That's what John does best.
If we only had thousands in the material world, Alora, spreading that music, we just might succeed. John's power is the greatest we have. If it is used, we just might succeed.
We'll be back after the break. We're back. Nazarene, what will you in the Kingdom of God do for the Sabbath now that God is gone from his home, the holiest of all?
We will alter the way we celebrate the Sabbath a little bit, Alora. Instead of me passing through the holiest of all with a chosen female from one of the congregations to begin the great passage, Mary Magdalene and I will enter the holiest of all and stay in it as the others pass through. Of course, we will only be able to produce a fraction of the power that God the Father produces, but it will be a temporary solution until we can win God the Father back, until we can turn the evil in the world that has so upset him and caused him to desert mankind and bring him back to the place that he belongs, to have him in the holiest of all. So when we pass through, we will receive his blessing with the full and complete power that we normally do. But this is a stopgap measure, Alora. It is a temporary effort. It is all we can do at this time.
Thanks for doing that, Nazarene. With you, Mary Magdalene, and John Lennon, I know somehow God will come back.
If only all the world had your faith, Alora. If only all the world had it.
We'll be back next week.